From Dividendology, list of most upside dividend stocks. Most investors are late to the MAGA 7 party. While these companies continue to get all the attention, market sentiment focuses on identifying the second-order effects early. They were the first to cover the optics trade, with the basket now up 53%. Their advanced packaging thesis is also now playing out in real time, with the portfolio up 62% in 3 months. They predicted the AI energy bottleneck last year. Tomorrow, they are launching the Agentic Basket, where they cover the second-order winners of the agent buildout. For the next 24 hours, Dividendology readers can now unlock full access to market sentiment at a special discounted rate. Thanks to Market Sentiment for sponsoring. Every month, I compile data on the dividend stocks with the most upside based on Wall Street analysts' price targets. Members will get access to the full list every month, as well as all other Dividendology features. This month, only 47 stocks made the list. Let's dive in. Dollar General is one of the largest discount retailers in the United States, with over 20,893 stores nationwide as of fiscal year end 2025. The business model is incredibly simple. Sell everyday essentials at low price points in small format stores in places larger retailers won't go. Roughly 80% of Dollar General stores are located in towns with populations of 20,000 or less, with their core customer base being lower to middle-income households, particularly in rural and small-town America. This is a customer base that competitors like Walmart, Target, and Amazon have historically struggled to reach efficiently. Dollar stores have been one of the most quietly powerful growth stories in U.S. retail. Over the past decade, the total number of dollar stores in the U.S. has roughly doubled from 20,000 to over 40,000, and 88% of Americans now report having shopped at one. Dollar General has gone from 8,194 stores in 2007 to 20,959 as of 2025, which is around a 156% increase in store count. Digi's free cash flow over the last decade doesn't look like a smooth compounder. In fact, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. Till the $870 million in 2015, till the $1.45 billion in 2019, till the $2.85 billion in 2020, pandemic boost $430 million in 2022 when working capital reversed, shrink hit, and capex ramped. This is exactly why management held the dividend flat through 2022-2023. CF has now recovered to till the $1.7 billion in FY24 and till the $2.4 billion in FY25. Take a few things into consideration. Inflation just ramped up to its highest level in over 3 years. Consumer budgets are becoming increasingly stretched. Credit card delinquencies and consumer debt levels remain elevated. All of these macro factors are contributing to the widening of the K-shaped economy. Despite the volatility and free cash flow in recent years, the long-term story combined with the macro environment we are operating in makes DG quite interesting. And ironically enough, Dollar General is set to benefit from this. Dollar General operates in one of the most resilient areas of retail, value-focused consumer spending. And historically, periods of economic pressure have often strengthened the company's positioning as consumers trade down and become more price-conscious. That's part of why the market may be underestimating the business today. At the same time, Dollar General still has a massive physical footprint advantage. The company estimates that roughly 75% of the U.S. population lives within 5 miles of a Dollar General location, giving it one of the most accessible retail networks in the country. And unlike many traditional retailers, Dollar General's smaller box model allows stores to operate profitably in lower-density rural markets where competitors often cannot justify expansion. The stock currently yields around 2.28%, which is 40% above its historical average yield, while the payout ratio remains conservative compared to many mature retailers. But perhaps what is most interesting is if we look at their free cash flow from a valuation standpoint. The 10-year average free cash flow yield sits at 4.52%, meaning every $100 you invest into the stock would generate around $4.52 in free cash flow in year one. However, their current free cash flow yield now sits way above their 10-year average at 13.49%. With earnings and free cash flow projected to grow at mid to high single digits in the next couple of years, combined with the fact they have macro factors working in their favor, DG could be a hidden gem over the next few years. And with Wall Street currently projecting over 44% upside from current levels, Dollar General may be one of the more interesting contrarian dividend growth opportunities in today's market. Merck is one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, and right now it is also one of the most controversial stocks in the entire dividend universe. Most of the controversy comes down to one drug, Keytruda. Keytruda is Merck's blockbuster cancer immunotherapy and currently the best-selling prescription drug in the world. In 2025, it generated over $30 billion in sales, representing nearly half of Merck's total revenue, and its primary patents begin expiring in 2028. As a result, take a look at what EPS growth projections look like starting in 2029. That is the entire bear case in one sentence. Wall Street has been pricing this in for 2 years, which is why Merck is currently still in a drawdown of 16% over the last 3 years, but to be fair, it was once in a drawdown of over 44% in summer of last year. Of course, as a result of the sell-off, the starting dividend yield is now around 3%, with a 5-year dividend CAGR of 4.93%. But with the free cash flow payout ratio already at 66%, replacing the cash flows from Keytruda becomes incredibly important for the dividend to remain sustainable. The reason Wall Street currently seems bullish is because Merck has been preparing for this patent cliff for years. That includes expanding Keytruda into additional cancer indications before patent expiration, developing a subcutaneous version of Keytruda that could extend exclusivity beyond the current patent window, acquiring new assets and pipeline candidates, rapidly scaling newer growth platforms outside of oncology. One of the biggest areas investors are watching is Winrevair, Merck's recently launched pulmonary arterial hypertension drug acquired through the Acceleron deal. Management understands exactly how important Keytruda is to the business, and they have aggressively used the company's massive cash flows to build what they hope becomes the next generation of growth drivers. Many analysts believe Winrevair could eventually become a multi-billion dollar blockbuster on its own, with some estimates projecting peak annual sales north of $5 billion. The company also continues to see strong growth from drugs in segments like Gardasil, Animal Health, New Oncology Assets, Cardiovascular Treatments. Wall Street is currently giving them a price target of $136, implying 20% upside. However, I'm personally not convinced, especially from a risk-adjusted basis. Losing exclusivity on the best-selling drug in the world is a major event for any pharmaceutical company, and revenue growth will likely become much more challenging later this decade. Future cash flows for pharmaceutical companies are incredibly hard to project, and while the pipeline is being expanded, I'm not quite sure it will be at a level where they can completely replace the cash flows from Keytruda in just a few years. Merck trades at a forward P/E of 18.19 according to ticker, which is too high for my liking for a stock with declining EPS and unpredictable future cash flows. If you've ever bought a stock listed on the New York Stock Exchange, traded a Brent crude futures contract, or taken out a mortgage in the U.S. in the last few years, there is a very strong chance Intercontinental Exchange touched that transaction. CE is one of those rare businesses that quietly owns the rails the rest of the financial system runs on. The company operates three core segments: